and you gotta respect it, and you gotta, you know, make sure that it kind of alter your rush a little bit, because you don't want him to get out and beat you with his legs. And I think that's what gives a lot of teams trouble. But for us, I feel like we just gotta go in and just play like how we played last year. Just go in relentless, make sure our rush is cohesive. We all attacking them, collapsing the pocket like what we did last week. And just read our keys and make sure we know where to be in the defense we call.
Last year you sacked him nine times. Why did you guys have so much success against him last year?
Well, first off, in the beginning, shoot, the first three plays, well, they had two turnovers. So they started off from behind, and it kind of played in our favor because they had to pass the ball. And I think with us, it's all about starting fast with them because they want to run the ball. I didn't realize that they are number one in rush attempts this year. And we just got to make sure we do our part, and that's every week. Stop that run. We pride ourselves on stopping that run because we know what we got up front to get after the quarterback. And once we make them one-dimensional, man, it's either we can live with him beating us with his arm if that's what it's going
to
be.
Is there one definitive way to defend a Cam Newton?
Just make sure you play sound football, because with that zone read stuff, everybody got to know who they have. Somebody got to have a pitch guy. Somebody had to have a quarterback. Somebody has to force him to bounce outside. It's just so much different stuff that you got to do. We just got to be technically sound, and I think we'd be okay. We just can't have missed assignments.
Talk about the magnitude of this game. They're one of five undefeated teams left in the league. You guys are on a two-game winning streak heading into a bye.
Well, I mean, we know it's a long season. We know it's hard to stay undefeated in this league. And I think with us, we love that they undefeated, because it's going to be a big game for us. And I mean, man, it's like the championship every week. That's how we take it. And they in our way.
Phil Davis today talked about used the spy last year, I think, Barwin.
Yeah, that's what he did last year. That's why Connor was good with that. He got, what did he get, three last year?
Three
last year?
Yeah. What about you? You like to play the spy role?
Hey, man, I do whatever I got to do. But, hey, I will, because you do find little holes where you can sneak in.
Yeah.
And I think that's something Connor was real good at last year, and I'm excited to see, like, how he does it this year.
So are you lobbying to be the spy at all?
I mean, they switch us in and out. Because depends on when you want to call it. Depends on who just got in, like if Connor's tired or need a blow or something like that. Coach always bring in Marcus, and he'll move me to the jack and stuff like that. So it don't matter, but if he do call it, just know I'm licking my chops, hoping it's a pass.
Bill Davis said, he said the game plan, one of the goals every game is at least three turnovers for his defense, which is a lofty goal sometimes, but you guys have been so good at it. Why are you guys so good at taking the ball away?
Because of practice. Every week, I mean, every day is a practice. And like today, Fletch knocked that ball out. And we pride ourselves on just creating turnovers during practice. And that's about it. I mean, it's just it all started in practice. Mm-hmm. Mindset. Mm-hmm.
Do you hope that they try to run the ball your way on fourth and one?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I was happy. Man, I was so happy when that fullback came my way. I was like, man, this is something we practice in, you know, in practice. And sure enough, took him on. Fletch did what he – because if it wasn't for Fletch, he wouldn't have bounced out to me. So I got to give it to Fletch, because Fletch two-gap real good. And he seen Fletch in his gap, so he bounced out to me. And, you know, I ended up making the play.
Play looks good on film, doesn't it?
Oh, man, it felt good. I ain't going to lack it. I heard – that's the first time I actually heard the crowd – It was so loud after that play. It was so hype. And I think with D'Amico, when he caught that pick, that kind of got us going too. And making big plays like that, man, it just felt good. But I know that I didn't do it by myself. It was my teammates. And we all, like we say, if we play our game and nobody try to do other people's job, you see how it just bounced right to me. And who knows? I mean, I know Fletch could have made that play, but he just did what he was supposed to and funneled him out, and I was there.